Chapter 2. Something Fizzy. I think I need a glass of champagne, I say, deflecting the question Camden has challenged me to answer. I'll be right back.
No need,
Camden says, as damn it all, a waiter walks by with a silver tray filled with champagne flutes. He smoothly plucks one off the tray and hands it to me.
Here you are.
I take the champagne flute from his hand, and our fingertips briefly brush together as the glass passes between us. Heat fills me from the sensation of his skin making contact with mine, no matter how brief it is. My cheeks feel flushed from that barest of touches, and if Camden knew his fingertips were making me blush, he'd laugh his head off. Thank you, I say, taking a gulp and playing for time. That's better. Sometimes you need something fizzy. Something fizzy? That's the brilliant thing I came up with to say to Camden Tremblay? This is why I should study for the rest of my life. I'm utterly incapable of having a conversation with a man unless it's about Monty Python or history.
You're running from my question.
I blink. No, I'm not. What were we talking about? I lie. Camden's eyes lock in on mine. My breath catches. I feel like he can see right through me.
You're a terrible liar, Bella York. I know you know what I asked you, and I know you're avoiding the question, like you were trying to avoid me earlier. I don't understand why you're afraid to answer my question, but I do understand why you were trying to evade me at this reception. It's because I was an ass to you, Bella, and I have to make it right. Here, today. I can't let this go.
I gasp in horror at the abrupt turn our conversation has taken. No, I say, shaking my head furiously. You don't.
What?
He asks, his handsome face becoming one of complete confusion.
Bella,
I don't want your apology, I say, my voice shaking. Please, if I can only ask you one thing, it is this. Do not bring up that night ever again. Better yet, forget we ever talked at all. We're acquaintances because of my cousins and nothing more. There's no need for you to do this, do you understand?
No,
he says firmly, staring down at me.
I don't understand. I want to apologize to you. You deserve that much at a bare minimum for me.
A waitress walks past us again, and I put my nearly full flute on the tray. I swallow hard and turn back to gaze up at Camden, who is so tall, he's towering over me. I don't want it, I plead, my voice cracking much to my dismay. His eyes widen in shock.
Bella, please,
I don't want your pity. I don't need it.
Wait a minute,
he says, his blue eyes flashing.
You think this is coming from a place of pity?
Tears of humiliation fill my eyes. It always does. I manage to get out. So I won't hear it, not again, and certainly not from you. Then I turn around and flee the hall, tears of frustration threatening to fall any second now. I have to leave. I have to get out of this room. And get as far away from Camden Tremblay as humanly possible. I cut my way towards one of the exit doors, hoping I can use the crowd filling the room to become invisible. I've always been good at this, hiding amongst the crowd, dissolving into the walls, watching the world follow the golden, beautiful light of Liz and Victoria, while everyone forgets I even exist. Laughter and conversation carry around me, the celebration of a great love, and the bright future that lies ahead for Christian and Clementine. A future I can never imagine for myself. Fairy tales are for beautiful princesses, with slim figures and magnetic personalities made for glossy magazines and television cameras. They aren't for princesses with curves and hips, a love of medieval manuscripts, and a fear of the spotlight. Just as I'm about to reach the exit, a hand clasps my elbow. I freeze in horror. Then, before I can even take a breath, a head lowers toward my ear. The heady scent of masculine cologne washes over me. My God, a mixture of cinnamon and whiskey is an intoxicating cocktail, one that screams both dangerous and seductive. It's raw and sensual, and so him. I feel my body go liquid in response to knowing this is his scent.